I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The National Weather Service says that winds are expected to increase early Wednesday morning in the Los Angeles area, providing new fuel for massive wildfires that have killed at least 24 people and left at least 24 others missing. Forecasters said wind gusts in Los Angeles and Ventura counties could reach between 70 to 110 kilometers an hour, with the fires also boosted by low humidity. The National Weather Service posted a rare red flag warning for particularly dangerous weather they said could lead to explosive fire growth. The winds could strengthen parts of the two major blazes that are burning in Los Angeles County, undermining the incremental gains that firefighters have made in recent days against the fires, or ignite new ones. South Korea's anti-corruption agency says impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol was detained early Wednesday. Yoon was arrested after a tense five-hour standoff at his heavily guarded mountain compound in Seoul, where hundreds of his supporters have gathered to protest the efforts to detain him. Local media reported that around 1,000 police officers were mobilized for Wednesday's actions. Authorities warned they were prepared to use more forceful tactics than they did in their failed attempt to detain Yoon 2 weeks ago. Yoon was impeached last month following a short-lived declaration of martial law.
저는 오늘 이들이
In a video recording that aired as he was leaving the compound, Yoon called the investigation illegal but said that he was complying to prevent bloodshed. Authorities now have 48 hours to decide whether to file for a formal arrest warrant or release Yoon, whose detention marks the first time a sitting South Korean president has been taken into police custody. This is VOA News. The United States and Qatar said Tuesday that negotiations for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip were nearing agreement after months of stalemated talks, although final details were still being worked on. The tentative plan calls for Hamas to release hostages it has been holding since the militants carried out their October 2023 attack on Israel, while Israeli authorities would release Palestinian prisoners. Israeli troops who carried out a phased withdrawal from Gaza, along with a surge in critical humanitarian aid for Palestinian civilians. In a speech Tuesday in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the time had come to bring the 15-month-old war to an end.
The suffering of civilians in Gaza is a tragedy in its own right. It's also isolated Israel internationally and imperiled its hard-earned strides toward building relationships in the region.
Blinken said the plan envisions the Palestinian Authority inviting international partners to create an interim governing authority to run critical services and oversee the territory. With less than a week remaining until President-elect Donald Trump takes office, President Joe Biden announced Tuesday that he will relax sanctions targeting Cuba. Here's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
The measures were expected to give Cuba some economic relief in the short term as it battles a crippling economic crisis. The measures Biden plans include a reversal of several hardline restrictions put in place by Trump during his first term. A senior administration official said the measures include plans to lift the U.S. designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism and to undo a Trump order that restricted financial transactions with some Cubans. Officials said Biden expects the move would lead to the release of political prisoners in Havana. They did not specify the number of prisoners or give a time frame. The Cuban government did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Lebanon's Prime Minister-designate Nawaf Salam has vowed to rebuild the country following years of economic turmoil and a devastating war between Israel and the Hezbollah militant group. AP correspondent Nayan Kim has more.
Nawaf Salam, who is currently the head of the International Court of Justice, was nominated by Western-backed groups as well as independents in the Lebanese parliament. He spoke after meeting with Lebanon's new president, Joseph Ayoun, who himself took office last week. Time has come to say enough. Now is the time to start a new chapter. With the nomination of Salam and confirmation of Ayoun, Lebanon, which has been run by a caretaker administration, now has a new government in waiting for the first time in 2 years. I'm Nayan Kim.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.